Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Conference tournaments are tipping off, bubble teams are making their final push, while the top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog, win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante, and this is quarter number one of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Greg Pickle, he's going to be along in a bit for Ask Greg, but first we have a really special guest, Mr. Thomas Frank Carr. T. Frank does some great work doing scouting reports for Blue White Illustrated, and this week, very timely, he put out a great report on Penn State's latest 2022 commit, that being Drew Aller, quarterback from Ohio. T. Frank, first of all, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, and it's a lot easier to say Drew Aller than Christian. Did we ever come up with, is it Vayu or Velo for the guy who's there now?
I've been told it's Vayu, so that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, Aller is much easier. Or Aller, I don't know. Maybe we'll find out.
You know, that's the funny thing with these names. We've been messing them up for years, and we're still waiting, you know, for the guy to get in. I'm waiting to hear the name out loud so we make sure we get it right. But, again, T. Frank, I've read a lot of your stuff, and I always love it. It goes in depth. If you guys haven't had a chance, go to Blue White Illustrated. See T. Frank's work there. It's really great stuff when you're into these things, which I really am. But let's talk about Drew Aller. He is 6'5", 220-pound, four-star quarterback from Ohio, and he's been really on the rise on recruiting lists, T. Frank. Why the great excitement for this guy?
So I'll be honest. I don't know where he was before. I know he wasn't listed as highly as he is now. But really, just his junior year, he put some stunning tape together. And I think that's really what it's about, is this past season with Ohio, he was able to and Ryan Snyder, Blue White Illustrated, did a good job of explaining how in Ohio this year with COVID, they didn't they allowed everyone into the playoffs because there was no real tangible regular season. So he got into the playoffs and went on a run and defeated some powerhouses in Ohio. And when you look at his film, like, it's stunning the number of throws he can make. So I'm not sure that four star is the end of his rise. You know, he might not get to five star, but he's going to be up there by the end of the recruiting process and by the time he's a senior.
And at 6'5", 220, obviously he's a big guy. There's no guarantee that that means there's a big arm, but in this case, that is the situation. He does have a big arm, right?
Yeah. It's stunning. I was the highest, the longest throw that I charted that was accurate down the field was 57 yards, and he's a junior. So that's sort of like, wow. And then I did some digging, and again, some of the reporting done on it by Ryan is he can throw like 70 yards, which to me, like, I don't care if you can throw 70 yards. That's like saying your Ferrari can go 250 miles an hour. You're never going to do that. And if you do, it's probably in a really bad situation. But the fact that he can throw on target downfield for 50 yards, 57, 56, like, there is some difference-making arm talent when it comes to this kid. And I normally hate talking about arm talent. I think arm strength is overrated. But when you see it and it's different, then it means something, and that's what this kid has.
Well, using the car analogy, you know, I'm not going to go 220 miles an hour, but it's kind of nice to know you got it if you need it.
Right. Dudes love it. And that's really what it, that's what the, to me, that's the biggest thing with arm strength is dudes love it because you can chuck the ball really far and most dudes can't. But this, it's functional with this kid. And that's the part that's exciting for me.
Well, the other thing to that too, T. Frank, is if you have that kind of arm strength, it's not just about getting it 70 yards down the field. It's also getting it into tight windows very
yes.
quickly. So, you know, I'll take that big, strong arm. But, you know, as you said, that's not everything. How about the rest of the passing game? Often we talk about multiple levels of passing. You're not just passing it 60 yards down the field. There's the intermediate game. There's the short game. How's the rest of his resume look on the rest of the kind of passes?
So when you look at his highlight film, that's, you know, where you see the sort of next level talent from him as a passer, because he can do all of those things. The throws that get me the most excited when I watch a quarterback are, can you level the ball over a linebacker? Can you drop it into the hole in cover two between the safety and the cornerback? Can you read cover three and can you throw it in the seam? All these things are what I'm looking for when I'm looking for, okay, so he has arm strength, he has arm talent. Is it functional? And he knows when to use the speed. He knows when to put the jugs gun on high. But he also has the ability and the talent to know how to use his arms. So, you know, back to our sports car analogy, you have a guy who's training to be a race car driver, not somebody who just bought it because they had the money to and they're driving around on the street. Like, he knows how to use it. And that's, again, another thing that's really exciting about Drew Allar.
How about that touch, you know, that ability to just drop it over the top of somebody, you know, the running back coming out of the backfield, a wheel route, something like that, where it's all about touch.
Yeah, he demonstrates those on film on a regular basis, and they lead to big plays, and those are the things that you're looking for. So those are all positives. Those are all parts of what I consider his strengths are, his not only just the raw power there, but the ability to manipulate the football and put it where he wants to. That, when he's consistent, is an amazing trait that he has, and it's something that you should be very excited about if you're a Penn State fan.
Tell me about the offense he runs in high school. You wrote about that, and I found that very intriguing.
It's an air raid offense, so he's five wide the entire time. He throws the ball 35, 40 times a game, and it's all on him. Like, pretty much between the 20s, he's alone in the backfield. They sometimes have a running back, sometimes in the red zone, they'll go with a heavy set, and they'll go kind of like a triple option offense. But for the most part, he's diagnosing coverage, and he's throwing every play. And those are a lot of reps you can learn from if you're the kind of person that learns from those moments. So he's getting a lot of experience, not just because he's a starting quarterback in high school, but because the number and the volume of throws that he's making in every game.
And you also mentioned that it's not necessarily where he has an all-star offensive line giving him all kinds of time in the pocket.
Oh, Lord, no. No.
And the defenses are set up to put pressure on him, so he's got to get the ball out pretty quick with what he's doing now.
It's a double-edged sword, because while he is a college-level quarterback with, you know, some special sort of talents that you want to take advantage of, for the most part, the way defenses that I saw on film were attacking that offense is they're sending blitzes and overload. So he is facing immediate pressure on, you know, I'm just rough balling it here, like probably 35, 40% of the plays he's getting immediate pressure. And then the other 10%, I'd say half the time, he has some sort of pressure on him in the pocket. And he responds well, for the most part, to that pressure. Now, it leads to some things that might be bad habits. And that's the part I'm concerned about, is that pressure and the effect it's had on him from a mechanic standpoint and from kind of a cognitive standpoint on the football field. That's going to be the biggest question about him, is how he handles responding to pressure in a more mature way as he gets older and more mature in football.
And you would suspect, you know, when he gets to a college level offense, that will be part of that transition, you know, staying in the pocket and being able to step up in the pocket, correct that footwork, and so on. It leads also to the other question. Now, he's listed as a pro-style quarterback, and to be honest with you, anymore, when I see high school kids listed as dual threat or pro style. I'm not sure it's so defined anymore, the two kinds of quarterbacks. However, when a kid is as big as he is and he's listed as a pro style quarterback, it does bring up the question about how athletic is he, especially when you're going into a Penn State offense that over the years the quarterback has been expected to run the ball.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the important thing to distinct here is that he has functional athleticism, but he's not sort of a difference maker sort of athlete. Because you're right, all modern quarterbacks can move. I'd also say the style of play that he operates with is important to differentiate. He's not a guy that's going to scramble as much as he is going to adjust to the rush. So he's always keeping his eyes downfield, and that he's always making sure that he's scanning for guys. He's not running to the sideline. He is shuffling, keeping his feet and his, you know, frame pointed downfield. So he's not looking to create with his legs. He's looking to create with his arm. And that's, again, where I some of the concerns I have about him are the fact that he's under so much pressure, he doesn't step into all of his throws. And when he doesn't, his accuracy suffers. And that's true of any quarterback, but you don't want that to be habit. It's there on tape enough when you look beyond the highlights and you're looking in all the regular throws. It's in there enough that you want to make sure, if you're his quarterback coach or his coach, that he's aware of it and that he's making sure that he progresses and making sure he strides into his throws and he doesn't drift out of the pocket and he doesn't bail out of the pocket because he's constantly under pressure. Because he is a guy that is operating from, I'm throwing the football, and then if I don't have anything or if it's a matchup advantage, then I'm running. So, like, he is athletic enough to take advantage of those things, but it's not part of what he wants to do.
He's not a think-run-first type quarterback. It's obvious that you're pretty high on this guy based on watching his tape, T. Frank, but I was really struck in the last minute, if you could expound on this. Something you wrote was, there are starting quarterbacks in the NFL that don't have the set of tools that Allar is working with right now.
Just from a pure arm strength and ability to throw off platform. We talk about the arm talent. He is able to, from multiple platforms, multiple arm slots, so he can kind of throw a sidearm ball. He can throw off his back foot if he has to. And the way he can fit it into those windows, those are the ones you go, wow. But again, my problem is I don't want him doing that on every play. I want to make sure that he is in the pocket, stepping up, using that laser he's got on his body to then put the ball into accurately downfield. That's really, to me, if he can do that consistently, it unlocks everything in his game. And he has that, and it's the wow factor of his arm that a lot of quarterbacks don't have, even if they have a strong arm.
Gotcha. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, we're going to keep T. Frank here and continue the conversation.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the college basketball action. Bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.